Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. The next item is, for me, is very controversial, and I have fought against this section. However, it is now part of the code and I will describe it. This section is 11.06.0, Engineered Storm Drainage System. Again, I am not fond of this system, and if somebody says, would you do it? I simply says, for one roof drain, roof system, I may do it if I have no other choice. Otherwise, this product came from Europe, and they hired all the individuals to persuade the code bodies to accept it. They finally did. And the IPC had it earlier. Now it is the UPC that has it and is based on ASPE 45 guideline, which from my point of view is a very, very, very poorly written. And it was it does not even get to the level of the standards of the British standard or the DIN standards of the Germany. I will leave it at that, and I could just simply expand on that for hours and hours and talk about this product as being not a good suit for United States. However, it is now part of the code. The section of the code is 11.06.0, Engineered Storm Drainage System. This cannot be done in any other way other than engineering. And the engineering, different manufacturers that are representing the European countries, they have a different program. Each one has a different program, and you technically are stamping somebody else's program, good or bad. 11.06.1 General. The design and sizing of a storm drainage system shall be permitted to be determined by accepted engineering practices. The system shall be designed or by a registered design professional and approved in accordance with Section 301.5. 11.06.2, Siphonic Roof Drainage System. The design of the siphonic roof drainage system shall comply with ASPE 45. 11.06.3, Siphonic Roof Drains. Siphonic Roof Drains shall comply with ASME A112.6.9. So at the end of the day, this is the old siphon. And they are asking for the pipes to be perfectly flat. However, I cannot find a perfectly flat pipes, which when it's dropped in from the truck or in the manufacturer, they do have some bends. Also, when the pipes are actually connected, whether it's hub or with hub or with a coupling, there are components that will actually stay within the pipe. And that means that at the end of the day, not all the pipes will be drained because the piping system is flat. In order for this to work, have a siphonic system, you have to have what's called a full flow or plug flow. In order to create that, according to the program, it must have the full intensity of the rain that was designed for. Otherwise, the system will not be siphoned and the system will not work. So you're back to the gravity system. So I will leave that discussion for hours and hours, and I could go on for a very, very good period. But I was one of the very, very few people who wrote the guideline against ASPE 45 as well as the IPC IPC votes that occurred in Philadelphia. That was a while back. So they have these drainage systems that they're showing one example of. Everything gets drained to that point, and then the pipes will be designed as a flat and then will simply discharge to the side of the building. And they want to make sure that all of this is designed via that calculation that we discussed. Section 1201.0, general. 1215.6, variable gas pressure. Well, the irony is that we always thought that it is a constant gas pressure that you're going to get. But the most critical part is that there is a, the gas pressure does vary within the street, but not so much for us, because once we go to a low pressure gas or medium pressure gas, if it's high pressure, that pressure difference will be regulated with the pressure regulator of the system, and that will dampen it out. But however, on the other hand, there are many, many machines that they have a cascading gas usage, and the gas pressure will vary. Let me go on. 1201.0 general. 1201.1 applicability. The regulation of this chapter shall govern the installation of a fuel gas piping in or in connection with a building, comma, structure, or within the property line of premises up to 5 psi for natural gas and 10 psi for undiluted propane, other than service pipe. Fuel piping system shall be installed in accordance to NFPA 31. 1215.6, variable gas pressure. Where supply gas pressure exceeds 5 psi for natural gas and 10 psi for undiluted propane or is less than 6 inches of water column, or where the diversity demand factors are used, the design pipe sizing, materials, locations, and use of such system shall be in accordance to the AHJ, approved by AHJ, and piping system designed for pressure exceeding the serving gas supplier standard delivery pressure shall have proper prior verification from the gas supplier of the availability of the design pressure. So we have done gas piping system at much higher system, but that medium pressure was available, and you have to get that verification from the gas company. We did a boiler system at 60 psi, and we had to ensure 60 psi was right at the entrance of this giant boiler. The gas pressure regulator, overpressure protection, pressure limitation requests, these are section 1208.8, 1208.9, and 1208.10. Now, in this particular case, you will see some of the new codes that has been addressed. 1208.8, gas pressure regulators. 1208.8.1, listing. Line pressure regulator shall be listed in accordance to CSA, that's California and Canadian Standard Association Z21.80, which all is part of the NFPA 54 5.8.2. So that's the listing requirement. 1208.8.5, venting of gas appliance pressure regulators. Venting of gas appliance pressure regulators shall be in accordance with Section 507.2.1 or NFPA 54 5.8.5.2. The irony here is simply saying that the venting of this thing, if this gas appliance pressure regulator is an indoor system, it may require, and this, you know, this regulator does have on a side, has a little plastic element, when the gas pressure is too high, this particular vent, the regulator will actually dissipate the pressure. But if it is indoor, that extra pressure is going to simply contaminate the building with gas. Not good. 1208.8.6 is discharge of voltage. So you do have sometimes items that have, discharge of vents. Discharge of vents shall be in accordance with the following requirements. Discharges stacks, vents, or outlet parts of pressure relieving and pressure limiting devices shall be located so as the gas is safely discharged to the outdoors. They simply say, okay, I really want to make sure that these regulators, if they have a venting system, they're going out the door. Discharge stack or vent lines shall be at least the same size as the outlet of the pressure relieving device. So they want to make sure that the whatever is being connected to will be connected to the end. You cannot shorten it. The other part was the bypass piping. 1208.8.7 simply says that the valves, everything shall be permitted, and valve will be installed together. And then identification, of course, you will have this system fully identified to the nth degree and noted.